My name's Robbie Wilson. I had my first boat when I was 12 years old, and you can pretty well say I'm a product of the village of Tillman. I crabbed, I oystered, I clammed, I fished. Pound netting's what I'm into right now. We leave dock around 3 o'clock in the morning. I've got 4 nets out right now, and when we fish them, we come ashore, unload the fish, and I'll take them to Cambridge and sell the fish, and then come home.
The oldest type of net used by the watermen is called a pound net. A variation of this method was used by Native Americans and was documented by John White in 1590. Wooden stakes are pushed into the bottom of the bay, spaced apart in a line that runs across the tide. Nets are strung between the stakes and along the bottom of the river, making a fish trap. In late February, the pound netter starts to put in the stakes. By the middle of March, he will set his nets and start fishing. Each day, the waterman goes out to the pound net and scoops out the fish.
The fishing part is the fun part of the pound netting. The work is driving the poles. It's 150 poles to set a pound net. The fishing part is the easiest part of the whole work.
The Stanley Covington model of the pound net with its leader line, hearts, and crib is a favorite. You may have seen the poles sticking up in the bay at the end of the island. Now you know what it looks like underwater. Painted from memory, the Bill Cummings paintings above the model show what it was like to pound the poles and fish the nets before modern technology made it easier. More from Tillman's pound net fisherman, Robbie Wilson.
Now, I've never seen somebody else fish pound net. It was simple for us to fish this way. Now, I don't know if it's the right way or the wrong way, but this is the way we fish.